USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate confirms President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, to the court by a 53-47 vote. The only three Republicans to vote to confirm Judge Jackson were Mitt Romney from Utah, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, and Maine's Susan Collins. And according to constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley, things were not always so partisan when it came to Supreme Court nominees.
At one time, it was considered to be a standard that you didn't vote against a nominee because of their judicial philosophy. You voted just on whether they were qualified. That time has passed.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. At least two people are dead after a shooting in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. The Jerusalem Post says several other people are injured. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.